Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, November 13th. Joining me in studio this morning, Joni Harwell, Director of Development here at Worldwide KFU. Well, good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Andy.
It's nice to have others in the staff, KFUO staff, here in the studio with me in the morning.
Yes, the rest of us usually get to sleep in a few more minutes. I know you don't get to, but we do usually.
Well, it's nice to have cheerful faces in this studio. Sometimes I have live studio guests here. A lot of guests are on the phone, but it's always nice to have cheerful faces here in this studio this morning. Something exciting going on here at KFUO next week.
Yes, next week we are having what's called KFUO's Rally Day for day sponsors. So we want to rally around and consider becoming a day sponsor. This is a special week that we're asking people, especially people who have never been a day sponsor in the past, to consider being one. And what happens is you make a pledge to KFUO of $480. You can pay that as a one-time payment. You can pay it over the year as $40 a month. And you get to select a day that you will celebrate. Could be a birthday, anniversary. Just the other day when we had our day sponsor luncheon, which I'll talk a little bit about, we had someone here. She and her two sisters... I think they're all three girls. Yes. They're triplets, and they're going to be celebrating their 75th birthday next year, and they are a day sponsor in honor of that. What a neat thing to do, you know, to celebrate something like that. And sometimes it's in honor of someone who we have lost in the past in memory of them. Mm-hmm. Always, it's to the glory of God. And we ask people to do this because, you know, on KFUO, you're not a donor to KFUO. You're a partner with us. You come on board with us in sharing the gospel message around the world. And we need you. Mm-hmm. We need everyone here. As I've often said before, we are just this one little part of KFUO. There are many who have gone before us. Mm-hmm. There are those that will go after us. But in our partnership, we're taking the gospel message around the world.
We love all our partners. We really appreciate all of our partners here at Worldwide KFUO. The neat thing about day sponsors is that we get to share a little bit about their lives. We get to learn a little bit of something about them. Our listeners, our partners, we get to learn something about them as they share why that day is special, why that day is important to them as they choose a day for their day sponsorship. And so we get to learn a little bit, as you just pointed out, you know, this family, that's a birthday, the special birthday that they're celebrating.
Right.
A lot of couples choose their anniversary mm-hmm. as a way to celebrate. You know, there's a great holiday coming up very soon in which we give a lot of gifts. Mm-hmm. A day sponsorship makes a great birthday gift or Christmas gift as well. I know Julie over in Hamel, Illinois, mentioned that she loves giving the day sponsorship as a birthday gift for her father. And this might make a nice Christmas present as well.
Right. Especially a lot of times families are looking for a gift that maybe they could give to their parents, as you're just mentioning with Julie. Or someone might just want to give it in honor of mm-hmm. their special event. But it's a way that, you know, sometimes Christmas presents, we open them up. We say, oh, yes, thank you. And that's it. Or maybe we put it away and we just get to use a little bit. The gospel message continues on and on and on. And people's hearts are changed. And only in heaven will we know what the results are of sharing the gospel message here on KFUO. But we know that God has said his word will not return void. And we know that the gospel goes out. And we need partners to partner with us, become day sponsors, and help us take that message into all the world.
There are 365 days in a year, right?
There are.
Plus a quarter. Well, I guess if we have a leap year, then there's 300.
That's right. Next year, we get an extra day.
All right. So there's one more opportunity
why not be a day sponsor on leap year day?
So there are opportunities. Now, granted, some of those days are filled up. Day sponsors have already chosen some days, but there are still days that early part of the year sometimes gets overlooked because Share-a-thon is usually in April, mm-hmm. and so a lot of day sponsors join us, make their commitment in April, and so we forget we kind of overlook that December, January, February, March. and even April. So if you have a birthday or an anniversary during those months, now's a great time, or some other celebration during those months, now's a great time to consider that. And we'll talk more about that next week, I'm sure.
Right, right. And there are confirmations during that time of the year. You're right. I mean, we have Thanksgiving coming up. We have Advent. We have Christmas. We'll be having Lent and Easter and confirmation. There are all kinds of things that you could have a day sponsorship for. And when you are a day sponsor, you get 5 announcements throughout the day. They're announcements that talk about you as the person who is sponsoring the day and why you're sponsoring it. Mm-hmm. And so we like to give those to you to say thank you for coming on and being our partner. You know, what's interesting, I just had a day sponsor the other day tell me how she was a day sponsor. And she said, you know, I had several people at my church come up to me. She said, I never expected this. They came up to me and said, thank you for being a KFU day sponsor, because they knew that her gift was helping to keep KFUO on the air and keeping to promote the gospel message. So you never know what kind of results you're going to get out of doing the day sponsorship. And we will add you to our list. As I said, we just recently had our first day sponsor luncheon, which was a week ago this past Tuesday, and had a wonderful time. We had over 95 people at that luncheon. And the day sponsors were able to come and meet all the, as I like to say, personalities here at KFUO.
And that we are.
And we got to meet the day sponsors. I mean, many times Mary and I get the privilege of speaking with them on the telephone or meeting them in person somewhere, but the rest of the staff does not. And so this is a great opportunity to come and meet our KFUO staff, and we get to know each other, talk about what the radio station is doing and how we are doing it together.
So true, so true. That that morning before lunch, I had the privilege of greeting our guests outside as they were coming in and talking with them. And it was so fun to meet all of, you know, so many of our day sponsors, so many of our partners. As they were coming in, they'd introduce themselves, or I'd introduce myself, and they'd say who they are and where they're from. And I would recognize the name. Oh, I remember hearing that name this year on, you know, as a day sponsor. But and some of them we hear frequently throughout, you know, they'll call or email from time to time, and it's nice to get that feedback. But it's so nice to meet them in person, face to face.
Oh, yeah.
It really helps me, because there are many mornings when I come in when it's dark outside and I come in the studio, it's quiet, not a lot of people in the building yet. And I sit down and there's a microphone here, and you know, and I'm sharing, you know, we're studying the Word of God. Maybe I have a guest on the phone, or maybe here in the studio, but I forget sometimes who is listening. So it was so nice to meet so many of these day sponsors face to face and think about where they are. We had folks from Michigan.
Yes, we did.
The
Thoreaus came from Michigan, and we have I think Mary and I added them up. We have day sponsors from about 14 different states, and even the country of Canada. We have a day sponsor from Canada. Just the other day, also, we had a couple sign up for 2 days, first time they've ever become day sponsors, and they're from Florida. So, you know, this is great. This is the time. Sign up, become a day sponsor, help support KFUO, become a partner with us, and we'd just love to have you. You can call me, Joni Harwell, at 314-996-1512, or you can call Mary Schmidt, 314-996-1518. And, you know, if you want to get a jump on it and you want to call us today, that's fine, too. We'll be here.
Very good. Very good. Well, it'll be fun next week. Throughout the week, we'll share more about becoming a day sponsor. We'll have the calendar ready so that you can pick your any open date as your special day to share your Thanksgiving and special message that day.
Correct.
Well, very good. Very good. All next week. And then Share-a-thon's coming up in April.
Share-a-thon will be in April. So we've got a few months. Let's hold off a little bit with that,
Sorry.
Andy.
I
we have enough keeping us busy right now. Right now I'm writing Christmas cards.
I know. I've been signing Christmas cards, signing all those Christmas cards and enjoying thinking
You know,
about...
I wanted to ask you the other day, when we had our day sponsor luncheon, what was the first thing most people said to you?
Oh, Andy Bates, I listen to you every day.
And it's nice to put a face with a voice.
Yes.
And that is the fun thing about being able to come in there. And we invite not just day sponsors, but any of our listeners, anytime you want to come to KFUO and visit with us, give us a call. We're happy to give you a tour of KFUO. Church groups come through, school groups come through. We'd be happy to have you come here, visit with us, and see, you know, what the ministry is all about.
Mm-hmm. It makes for a great field trip, too. If, you know, maybe a seventh or eighth grade class trip coming through the St. Louis area, visiting the International Center is one of the stops, and touring the International Center here, visiting us at KFUO and learning about what's happening here. We have certainly some schools in the area that come by, you know, in the St. Louis area that come by. But there have been a few groups that have come through some of the like confirmation or youth groups will come through during the summer when they're traveling maybe to a conference or a gathering or something like that. They'll come by on their way through and stop and visit us. And we love having a chance to meet our listeners face to face.
We do. We do. And you know, I want to remind you that tomorrow is KFUO's 91st birthday.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. You're
December 14th. I'm a month ahead. I was looking at the calendar today saying, oh, tomorrow is it? No, we have a month yet.
A month. I was going to say, I didn't order a birthday cake
yet. We're going into our 91st year, and that too is why we're calling it Embrace the Future. You know, we finished 90 years. 90 years have been a real blessing to KFUO, but we can't just say, oh, that's great. This is what KFUO has done in the past. We have to look to the future. And that's what we're doing, embracing the future as we go forth and share the good news.
Absolutely. And I hope that we'll see, we're working on some good stuff for next year as well, some new things and maybe some new people here at KFUO. So we're hoping to see some new stuff in 2016.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, Joni. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us about next week and the day sponsor event. What is it called again?
It's called Rally Day.
Rally Day. It's
Rally
just like,
Day.
It's like Sunday school in the fall, right?
That's Rally right. Day. Rally around KFUO.
Very good. Looking forward to Rally Day next week here on Worldwide KFUO. Joni Harwell, Director of Development here at Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Our guest this morning, good friend, Pastor Warren Worth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. We'll study God's Word in Matthew 26 this morning, and Creation Club, all coming up next here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.